This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, it's Wayne Allyn Root. I always say the root's on fire. But right now, the nation's on fire. And by the way, I warned you that if you tell people to wear masks, it's going to turn into a freaking disaster. Because they're going to rob banks. There's going to be anarchy in the streets. There's going to be rioting, looting, burning. And they're going to have masks on. You're not going to be able to tell their faces. You're not going to be able to tell who they are. And my worst vision is coming true all across America. Protests going on now all over the country. Some of them peaceful. On the Vegas Strip, my understanding is the protest has been peaceful. There's probably so many cops defending our casinos and so many private security that they wouldn't dare touch a casino. No one's burning the Vegas Strip ever. So that's not happening. It's peaceful here, thank God. And you have every right to peacefully demonstrate. But around the country, it's getting hinky, as they say. CNN is the one that whipped the leftists into a frenzy, and now the frenzied leftists are outside CNN headquarters in Atlanta vandalizing the property. You know, CNN whipped them into a frenzy all week over this terrible death of George Floyd in Minneapolis, but now they're at CNN headquarters in Atlanta, and they're defacing the headquarters. They didn't expect this all to turn on them, but it is turning on them. The White House on lockdown right now due to the protest over the George Floyd death in police custody. Protesters in front of the White House prompted a lockdown of the executive mansion this evening. CBS News producer Gabriel Ake tweeted, "White House on lockdown. White House press still here, has now been asked to locate back into the briefing room. The doors are locked." And by the way, these protesters are going to love to hear this one. The Minnesota County Medical Examiner finds no physical findings that support a diagnosis of traumatic asphyxia or strangulation in the George Floyd death. And it's not like they're going to fix it. It isn't like this is a white supremacist town. Minneapolis is a very liberal town. They're not going to make this stuff up. Evidently, he didn't die from the knee on the face. You know, there's been quite a few other cases like this where someone died, police held them down, and then it turned out they had drugs in their system. And maybe this is one of those situations. I don't know. The Hennepin County Medical Examiner has found no physical findings that support a diagnosis of traumatic asphyxia or strangulation in the death of George Floyd. He was complaining he couldn't breathe when the police officer was kneeling on his neck for 7 minutes while he laid cuffed on the street. So how do you figure that? An autopsy was conducted Tuesday. He was restrained for nearly 9 minutes by pressing his knee on Floyd's neck. And I repeat, I'm not making excuses. That should not happen. It's not right. That's not the way police work is taught or trained. And my great friend Bernie Kerik, we should have Bernie on. I never thought about that till just now. And my great friend Randy Sutton, they both agreed what happened was wrong. And I never spoke to Bernie, but I spoke to Randy Sutton. But before I ever spoke to him, I watched the video and I said, that's wrong. You can't do that. But I just don't understand why would it not, the physical findings do not support a diagnosis of traumatic asphyxia or strangulation. Floyd's underlying health conditions included coronary artery disease and hypertensive heart disease. And the report says the underlying health conditions combined with Chauvin's restraint and any possible intoxicants in Floyd's system likely contributed to his death. There you go. Wainwright's not going to cast aspersions. I have no idea what was in his system. But very often, I don't know about this guy Floyd, but very often in this country, you have rioting and anarchy and protests and Black Lives Matter, and the police supposedly did something wrong, and the video shows them beating the crap out of somebody, and the guy winds up dead. But he's got, when they look at the autopsy, he's always got terrible, strong drugs in his system. Illegal drugs. So did that happen here? I don't know. Should that have happened to Floyd? No. The knee shouldn't have been on his neck for 9 minutes. But he may, you may very well find his system was filled with cocaine or methamphetamine or heroin or opioids or who knows what, and all of it contributed to the death. You still can't let a cop put a knee on someone's neck for 9 minutes or the face for 9 minutes. You just can't allow it. But I guarantee you that based on this finding you're seeing, there's more to the story. It wasn't quite that simple. And I've already told you, I've seen articles that said this guy was served 5 years in prison for home invasion. These are not sweethearts of the world. The reason they're in a bad situation with the police is because they put themselves in bad situations with the police. You know, I've never robbed a store. I've never home invaded. I've never carjacked. No cops ever have a reason to come after me. And yet I've had guns pulled on me by the police as a youth in the rough neighborhoods I grew up in. And guess what happens when a cop pulls a gun on me, Wayne Root, and offers no mercy, by the way. I never had any cops say, oh, you know, you're white. I probably shouldn't have pulled the gun on you. I'm sorry. No, they pulled the gun and said, mother effer, get your hands on the wall before I kill you. That's what they said to me. And I, you know what I did? I complied. You always comply. You put your hands on the wall and say, yes, sir. And that's why it never imploded into a bad incident. It never elevated into a bad incident with me. You know, the full story is not always there in the video or the pictures that the public takes. You know, if you weren't in a bad position in the first place committing a crime, and then if you treated the cop with respect, and you didn't mouth off, this never would have escalated to that point in most of these cases. I don't know about this guy, Lloyd. But all I could say is, I'm as bad as Lloyd is with a background like that, and who knows what's in the system, I'm still on Lloyd's side. You cannot allow police officers to do that to suspects. You cannot. And it's not like Lloyd had just killed a cop. It's not like Lloyd had, they just picked up a mass rapist, a mass murderer. You know, he's talking about a $20 fake bill, they claim he tried to pass it along. This is not a crime that causes police to put their foot on your neck or your knee on your neck and kill you. So, I mean, again, I always feel bad for the cop. I always feel for the cop. I always try and take the cop's side. But, you know, there's really nothing that would allow me to think it's okay to suffocate and asphyxiate someone. But guess what? The findings are he wasn't suffocated. He wasn't asphyxiated. He wasn't strangulated. He wasn't strangled. So it was probably a combination of the knee. It was there too long. It was blocking him from breathing, and he's got major health conditions, and there's some sort of intoxicant in the system. I'm sure all of that was true. Doesn't give the officer the right to do it. Meanwhile, Barack Obama gets involved. He decides to mouth off on George Floyd's death. Bigotry and inequality are painfully, maddeningly normal in the United States. It's natural to wish for life to just get back to normal as a pandemic and that economic crisis upend everything around us, but we have to remember, for millions of Americans, being treated differently on account of race is tragically, painfully, maddeningly normal. Whether it's dealing with the healthcare system or interacting with the criminal justice system or just jogging down the street or just watching birds in the park. So there he is. He's tying in all of those things together. When he brings up watching birds in the park, of course, he's talking about the woman in Central Park who screamed, "A black man's attacking me," when he was just a bird watcher. And when he says jogging down the street, he's talking about the black guy in Georgia who was shot down by a group of white guys who thought he was robbing their neighbor, but in reality he was just jogging. Also with a criminal record, by the way, but he was just jogging. No one had a right to kill him. There are bad incidents, but you know what? For every bad incident like that, there's an equal and opposite one on the other side, and I don't see any white people rioting. Let me give you a great example. Hold on a second. I got an example right here. Here it is. Do you remember this girl? Her name is Justine Diamond. In July of 2017, she was shot and killed by a Somali-American police officer named Mohammed Noor in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Diamond, the woman, this beautiful blonde Australian woman, called the police to report a possible assault in the alley behind her home. And she went out to meet the police car in her pajamas, and the cop reached over his partner through the window and shot her dead. Now, did the cop know that she was a nice woman and that she was the one who reported it? I'm sure he didn't. Things happen. It's dark. You're scared. The officer's scared. I'm defending here a Somali police officer who's black who killed a white woman. But he must have thought that she was the bad person in the alley, and she was about to attack him and shoot him and his partner. And he shot to save his own life, I would guess. I'm being nice to the black guy who shot the white woman. Because I know how tough a cop's job is. Although Noor's partner was described as stunned by the shooting. And then in May of 19, Mohammed Noor was found guilty of third-degree murder of Justine Damon. I didn't even know that. But data on police shootings show more whites are shot by police than blacks. More whites are shot by police than blacks. Wow. And there were no riots, there were no mass protests, there was no looting, there was no burning. White people didn't burn down Minneapolis. One white girl getting shot by police is not a reason to burn down a town. So why is one black man murdered by police a reason to burn down a town? It's not. It's a reason to protest peacefully. Barack Obama had to get involved. Of course. And then Joe Biden, of course. Joe, the guy who said, you ain't black if you're voting for, if you're thinking of voting for Trump over me, you ain't black. He condemns America as a racist country. The original sin of this country still stains our nation today, he says. And I just don't agree, folks. I don't agree. I know thousands and thousands of conservatives. I meet them every day. Most of them are vets, as in veterans. And I've met active duty military, and I've met lots of cops, and I've met lots of firemen. And I've met lots of people who are just patriots waving an American flag or a Tea Party flag or a Don't Tread on Me flag. And I never met any of them who were anything but nice, salt-of-the-earth people. They don't sit around going, there's a black man, let me kill him. There's a black man, I hope we give him the electric chair. I'm sorry, nobody says that. Nobody thinks that. Liberals make that up to divide this nation. Are there people who make bad judgment calls? Yeah, that cop obviously made a bad judgment call. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Now is the time to help people. And that is what Sharing Hope is all about. It's actually to help you in these challenging days. You might want some inspiration and expertise about faith or financial help or homeschooling or family dynamics. And it's all in one place. Again, it's called Sharing Hope. And it's free. Words of wisdom from doctors, artists, thought leaders, all meant to give you a shot of encouragement. Sharing Hope is presented by the folks at MediShare. It's a service to you. Check it out at hope.metashare.com. That's hope.metashare.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, gold and silver continue to impress. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Finest Known. And I see a great story here, a business story. The smart money continues to sell stocks and buy gold. Bank of America today confirmed this trend of smart money selling stocks, with the bank's private high-end net worth clients not only selling stocks for 7 consecutive weeks, but last week recording the largest week of equity selling since June of last year. What are the private clients doing with this newly released cash? They're buying gold. The past 4 weeks, exclusive buying of gold, as well as several other products, and I'm sure those products include silver, because I read you an article yesterday that said silver has been outperforming gold. Everybody wants gold and silver because the world's in trouble, right? Not only coronavirus and debt and people out of work and GDP down by 50%, according to the Fed, 50%. The numbers are staggering. But on top of that, now you got rioting all over the country. You got race relations out of control, massive division in this country. Cities are burning. Black protesters looting and burning in the name of a guy who was mistreated by the police. So that's why people are turning to gold and silver. And Finest Known has a great offer for you. They're offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. You hear what I said? The world's most popular silver coin. And they're giving you up to 100 of them at dealer cost, meaning wholesale price you get in. They're not making a dime. And you can get 1, 2, 30, or 100. You decide. Depends on what you can afford. Call Finest Known today, 800-663-1929, 800-663-1929, or go to finestknown.com, tell them Wayne Root sent you. When I talk about disrespect, can you imagine if I ever said this about President Barack Obama? Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot, who is such a radical communist, you have no idea, says she has two words for President Trump, F and U. Can you imagine I'm saying this about a mayor of one of the biggest cities in America telling the president F U? She said she stepped up to the podium today during a press conference. She's a far-left, radical, socialist, Marxist, communist. And she says, I will encode what I really want to say to Donald Trump. It's two words. It begins with an F and it ends with a U. And she says she's been the target of blatant racism over the course of her life. And then she bashed Trump over his tweets calling for law and order against the George Floyd rioters. I'm sorry, darling, but people are upset, and I get it. They don't have a right to loot and to destroy public property and to set police cars on fire and set businesses on fire and burn buildings to the ground, entire neighborhoods to the ground. I'm sorry. It's not the way it works. I don't care how mad you are. I don't care what you've seen in your life. You go to jail for those kind of things. You get shot for those kind of things. And with good reason, because America doesn't allow, you know, property rights are number one. America doesn't allow you to burn other people's properties and steal other people's property. And Donald Trump said the right thing. Number one, you want to loot, you're going to get shot. You could get shot. And I'm going to send the National Guard. We're not going to allow this to happen. And number two, at the same time, really commiserate with black Americans over what happened to this guy. That's the two ways Trump can really play this. One is you got to make sure white America knows, and black America too, by the way, not just white America, all middle class Americans need to know that you're going to enforce the law and not let people get killed in anarchy in the streets. Everybody needs to hear that, including black America, black homeowners, black shop owners. But number two, you do have to let the black community know what happened on that street with that cop and his knee on that guy's face was wrong. And so Trump did that. He's done that, both of them. And this is a good example, again, of what Twitter does to me, what liberal groups like Media Matters do to me, what even a state attorney general did to me. They grabbed one tweet out of thousands, twist it out of context, and hold it against you. You could get all kinds of comments from Trump today saying how bad he feels about what happened to that guy at the hands of the cop. But they'll take the one tweet where he says, you're going to loot, you're going to get shot. You're going to be looting, we're going to be shooting, he said. And they'll take that one tweet and say, see, he hates black people. See, he's threatening to kill black people. No, here's what he said today. What happened to George Floyd was a terrible insult to police officers across America. Just as I've been saying for 2 days. Cops are professionals. Cops are great. 99% of them are great. But he said this is a terrible thing. He was in tremendous pain. Couldn't breathe. It was obvious to anybody that watched it. Very, very sad thing for me to see. But he said, I think most people would admit that most policemen and police women that I've seen have been outstanding. He sees stories of police brutality, but our police have been outstanding. Crime rates way down. Police have done a great job. And he said he supports peaceful protests in the memory of George Floyd, but not rioting that gets out of hand. And I agree 100% with President Donald J. Trump. Wayne Allyn.
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is ending the United States' relationship with the World Health Organization.
We will be today terminating our relationship with the World Health Organization and redirecting those funds to other worldwide and deserving urgent global public health needs.
The president speaking at the White House saying China has not been transparent about the origins of the coronavirus.
Chinese officials ignored their reporting obligations to the World Health Organization and pressured the World Health Organization to mislead the world when the virus was first discovered by Chinese authorities.
The Minnesota cop seen kneeling on the neck of an unarmed black man who later died is being charged with third-degree murder. The mayor and governor of Minnesota also urging people to stop rioting and looting as over 170 stores have been damaged. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
You know my tag phrase, Wayne Allen Root, the root, the root, the root's on fire, but right now the country's on fire. Minneapolis is certainly on fire, but we've got protests going on all over the country. And a lot of these people are good people, and they have a right to protest. What I saw on that street the other day in Minneapolis was terrible, with that police officer's knee on a guy's head and him screaming, I can't breathe, help me, and then he dies. It was terrible. It was just wrong. And you have a right to peacefully protest. What you don't have a right to do is to loot and to burn and to murder and to assault and to steal TV sets. All of that is going on in Minneapolis, and it's also going on in other areas around the country. They're burning police cars. In Minneapolis, they burned a police station. In Atlanta, at CNN, they're literally invading the CNN building and smashing windows. You just can't allow this property damage and this loss of respect for people who had nothing to do with that incident. So I thought I'd bring an excellent guest on to talk about it. Sheriff Bill Wayborn is the sheriff of Tarrant County, which is Fort Worth, Texas. It's the Fort Worth side of Dallas-Fort Worth. He's responsible for one of the largest counties in the country and regularly visits the White House to handle immigration issues and has a common-sense approach to crime. And I wanted to get his take on what happened in Minneapolis. Sheriff Bill Wayborn, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
I'm great, Wayne. Thank you for having me, sir.
I assume as a professional, I'm the sheriff of Tarrant County, which is Fort Worth, in the Dallas, Texas area. I'm assuming you saw that video and winced as much as I did at the way the officer treated George Lloyd. Whether Lloyd did something wrong or not, we'll debate all that at another time. But you can't just be literally using your knee and asphyxiating somebody, right? You saw what happened.
It was absolutely horrific. Horrific, horrific. And that police officer started out his day as a police officer, but before he took the knee off of Mr. Floyd, he became an outlaw. And it was wrong, and I can't condemn it enough. And it certainly has caused us a lot of issues.
And now I want to talk about the Minneapolis Police Department, because it's one thing to be embarrassed and to say, oh my God, look what our officer did. But that doesn't mean that you allow people to burn city blocks. That doesn't mean you allow them to take over a police station and burn a police station and loot and steal TV sets. And the police officers ran for their lives and I guess were ordered probably by politicians, liberal politicians, don't you dare draw your guns and defend that police station. It seems like everything's being handled wrong in Minneapolis, doesn't it?
It does seem awful, and them officers leaving and running and retreating just looked horrible. You know, I wasn't on the ground with them. I don't know what they were seeing, but I just don't know the circumstances in which you do that. And it was my understanding today, and I qualified as understanding, is that the mayor had ordered them to come back. But I wish they would have mitigated that and had more help there and drew a line in the sand and said, this is where we stand.
You know, someone like me has always believed, I was in Los Angeles during the riots of 1992, and it happened and unfolded all around me. We're talking to Sheriff Bill Wayborn of Tarrant County, Fort Worth side of Dallas-Fort Worth, responsible for one of the largest counties in the country. And I was in Los Angeles, and I saw the burning happening all around me and the rioting and the looting. And Reginald Denny, who got hit in the head with the brick, if you remember that name. Terrible, terrible times. And my thought at the time, Sheriff Wayborn, was that the reason I pay property taxes and sales taxes and income taxes is because the police are supposed to protect the law-abiding citizens and the store owners and the business owners and the office building owners. You're not supposed to let people loot and rob. Those are the moments where we need the police to protect us. So I hope you're in agreement. You just can't allow people to loot.
You cannot do it. You have to stop it before it gets started. And believe me, I believe that Minneapolis said, hey, I need help. There have been police officers from all over show up to help them. And they could have had the personnel strength to put a stop to this. And possibly if they'd have done that there, then we wouldn't see what's happening in Atlanta and L.A. and Louisville, all those other cities taking off like they have. And, but I, why I'm here with you, Wayne, if I may mention, we had a protest in Fort Worth tonight, but it was a beautiful protest. 50 people showed up. They had their signs. They walked peacefully. They said, you know, it was, you know, they were wanting to talk about justice and all that for Mr. Floyd. And, hey, I can support that all day long, but that's
right.
Not. And then they step over the line in Atlanta and Minneapolis and start. They're outlaws at that point. They're just absolutely outlaws.
Right, I agree. And we had a peaceful demonstration, at least to my knowledge at this point. The updates I've gotten here in Las Vegas on the Strip was a peaceful demonstration. And the reason it was peaceful is not just because the demonstrators handled themselves well and professionally, but the police officers here in Las Vegas made sure they lined up opposite the demonstrators and didn't let them, you know, they're not going to be able to burn a Strip casino, $1 billion Strip casino. Our police take care of our property here. So they did a really good job from what I could see in Las Vegas as well. People have a right to protest. I have no problem with that.
Absolutely.
But they just got to do it peacefully, right?
That's absolutely right. Like the protest tonight in Vegas and in Fort Worth. Hey, you know, you and I, it could very well be out there with them saying, yeah, we want justice. We want this nonsense to stop. But yeah, absolutely. We want to protect that.
All right. And one of the things I like about you, and we're talking to Sheriff Bill Wayborn of Fort Worth, Texas, you did not release inmates due to the coronavirus crisis, as many places did around the country. I think that is something that should be applauded.
Well, we did not, and everybody went through the judicial system, and we mitigated that situation. I'm very proud of our jail staff, by the way. We've had some hiccups and some stress, I will tell you that. But we have the lowest amount of today of the virus in our jail than any major jail in Texas of the big four, and we're hopefully we'll get through this our detention officers just did a marvelous and have done a great, great job.
Yeah, well, the thing that bothered me, let me tell you as a taxpayer what bothered me. Too many liberal Democrat governors in this country are so quick to arrest a shop owner whose family is starving and they need to reopen their hair salon. They want to arrest them and throw them in jail. And then they want to let real criminals who've hurt people out of prison. That's very offensive to me as a business owner and a taxpayer.
As it should be, is that there's no question that the Dallas situation, the lady over there, she broke the governor's order. But, you know, discretion is always the better part of valor in those situations. And you certainly don't want to get her confused with rapists, robbers, murderers,
thieves,
and burglars. And that's kind of what they did.
They did. There's no question about it. It just got me really upset because, you know, if you want to fine her, well, maybe that's one thing. But throwing her in jail where she could be exposed to coronavirus, I mean, that's the irony. You're letting criminals out in many areas of the country, and you're putting this nice woman who owns a hair salon and just wants to feed her kids into prison. I think that's way, way, way extreme and overboard. You're always visiting the White House to handle immigration issues. Tell me your take on how we solve the immigration and border problems in this country.
Wow, I think that I've been very supportive of the wall of trying to get common sense approach is that we've got to be able to control our borders first and foremost. Anteriorly, you know, now I was talking a few months ago, quite frankly, with the economy where it was before the virus, where we were just booming and going on and had this incredible unemployment rate. People said, hey, I think we need to send all 12 million of these illegal aliens home. And I thought, 12 million illegal aliens that are working in our economy, if you take them out right now, our economy will be crushed. But I'm not for amnesty at all in anything. But I don't know how we can deport 12 million illegal aliens, because right now the immigration court's backed up till 2025, I believe, is where their dockets are commonly. And so there's got to be some middle ground, and quite frankly, Wayne, I don't have all the answers, but I bet you and I could probably sit down with a couple of other cool heads and figure it out by midnight.
Well, you know what I've always said? I always said, even though I was the world's biggest Trump supporter, and I love the wall, and I want the wall, build the wall, and the people who are already here won the lottery. They're the luckiest people in the world. You can't deport every single one of them,
No. But
you certainly can deport every criminal among them, meaning the ones who have committed felonies and the ones who are in prison and the ones who have been convicted
convicted of rape and murder. Send them home. The other ones get to stay, but they've lost their right to ever vote. You can't vote because you broke the law to come here. So you get to stay. You get a work card. You get to work, but you can't vote. You get to feed your family, and you're in America. You won the lottery, but you can't outvote the rest of us. I think that's the moderate compromise way. The wall goes up. Nobody else gets in, but the ones who are here get to stay, but they can't outvote us, but they get to work. I think that's the fair way to do it, and you send the criminals home. Thought?
I agree with you. I think that's a great way to do it, and that's exactly what I've got a lot of people, the Democrat, Socialist, and Communist Party here in Tarrant County is always attacking me because I'm very strong on immigrations, and we have the 287G program, and we hold the illegal aliens for immigrations because I think if you didn't sign the guest book coming in and get here legally, then if you violate one of our laws, you ought to be deported and sent home.
All right, I love it, and I love the interview with you. You're a good man. You got some great ideas, and you hold strong, Sheriff. And let me tell you, if the communists and the Marxists and the socialist clubs all hate you in Fort Worth, Texas, guess what? You're doing a great job. You're doing something right. Sheriff Bill Wayborn, Sheriff of Tarrant County, my fiance Cindy Parker wants me to say hi to you. She is from Fort Worth. Every time I tell people she's from Dallas, she goes, "No, you've insulted me. I am from Fort Worth, not Dallas, Tarrant County." So she's on your team, Sheriff. Sheriff Bill, thanks for coming on the show.
Well, thank you, and tell Cindy I said hello.
You got it. She's listening right by my side. Thank you, Sheriff. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. By the way, this segment's been sponsored by Liberty Health Share. It's not health insurance. It's better. Liberty is a Christian health care sharing ministry. You can sign up any time of the year. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. No contract. Starts as low as $199 a month. And the phone number is 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free all over the United States, 855-58-LIBERTY. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty Health Share, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty Health Share has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty Health Share is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, sadly, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters because they don't all offer the same protection. And we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Natural 30-Day 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also comfortable, easy to breathe, easy to speak with. It's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can also be used up to 30 days, just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents per day. Stock up for the whole family now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Ball, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, C-H-E, MAGA, M-A-G-A, Mall, M-A-L-L.com. Themagamall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I mentioned this earlier in the show, I think in hour number two, starting a week from this coming Monday. So the Monday after this Monday is June 8th. And you're going to be hearing me in Las Vegas live 5 hours a day, not just an afternoon drive, but also from 10 to 12 on KBET 790 AM. 10 a.m. to 12 a.m., the show will be starting. It's my new kind of Wayne Root early edition. A lot of people tell me all the time, my whole day starts at 3 o'clock. I can't wait for you to come on the air at 3 o'clock, Wayne. I love you. I'm addicted to you. I got to hear what you have to say. Well, now you can hear what I have to say even earlier at 10 o'clock in the morning and 11 o'clock in the morning. Two more hours live every day, Vegas, not nationally syndicated yet, but who knows where that will lead. But 10 to 12 a.m. West Coast time in Las Vegas will be the Wayne Root early edition and much more Vegas-centric show. A few more Vegas guests and Vegas topics, but a lot of the same national topics I discuss, because that's what I find interesting in life is, you know, what's going on in Minneapolis with the rioting, what's going on with General Flynn, what's going on with the wall and open borders, what's going on with Trump's reelection. I find that a lot more interesting than what's happening in, you know, some local race in Las Vegas, but I'm going to get a little bit of all of it in the mix on the early edition show, which will be only in Las Vegas to start, and we'll keep this show in the afternoon nationally syndicated, but again, it starts at 790 KBET in Las Vegas. That's where it all starts. The great Edward Stoltz is the man who gave me my shot, and now we're getting a second shot, a second bite of the apple every day with a second Wayne Root show, Wayne Root Early Edition. Dr. Nancy Wolf is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I always thank my sponsors. She's a conservative capitalist professor in the psychology department at UCLA. How about that one for a rarity? For over 30 years, she studied and taught about the human mind, and she's got a new book out called Conscious Matrix, Conscious Matrix, and she's got some great news for us. Our biology, our history, our culture, they're all pre-wired in our minds and souls and predestined to win. We are literally predestined to win. So we're up against the George Soros of the world, the globalists, the communists, the Marxists, the socialists, all these bad people that want to destroy America and bring us down. And she's saying it doesn't matter because we're the greatest nation in world history, and we got the greatest people in world history, and American exceptionalism is absolutely alive and well and real, and we are pre-wired to win, and together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans, the script is literally already written. You know, the book is open. It's called, you know, The Battle to Save America and the Civil War in America. Well, guess what? It's already written, Dr. Nancy Wolf says. We are literally predestined to win. Read the last page. We won. Period. This is the book you need to read right now. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Conscious Matrix by Dr. Nancy Wolf at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. So I spent so much time talking about Minneapolis today. It was pretty much the whole show is dominated by what's happening in Minneapolis and the rioting and protests all over the rest of the country over the cop who looks like his knee was, you know, the result of his knee being putting pressure for about 7 minutes on the face and neck of this guy, George Lloyd, was that he died. So I think you'd call that manslaughter. We all saw it with our own eyes. It looks bad, but a court's got to decide that. But there is rioting and protests all over the country. The protests, I understand. I'm with you. It's wrong. I'm sorry what happened. But the riots, I don't understand and I don't condone. And I agree with President Trump. You be looting, there's going to be some shooting. Police and National Guard are going to be the ones that are stopping you from looting. You can't allow that stuff. You can't allow in the United States of America property to be stolen or burned. If it belongs to me, it ain't for you. And that's why I pay my tax dollars. That's why I pay my property taxes, my sales taxes, my income taxes, that police are there to protect the good people of this country from the bad people. And let me tell you, some of those people protesting are good people and some of them are bad people. Anyone who'd use an excuse over a kid dying, or it wasn't a kid, it's a grown man, but a grown man dying at the hands of police, in a brutal, terrible video, anyone who'd use that as an excuse to loot and rob and burn is a bad person. And they don't care about George Lloyd. They're not enhancing his memory, believe me. But I never got to General Flynn, because the transcripts have been released. And it's really sad that there's so much news that's overshadowing the economy and coronavirus and now the rioting and the cop video. There's so much other news out there. You missed that Flynn's transcripts were released, and they show no misconduct. And they further confirm that Obama and his cabal railroaded American hero, General Flynn. It's really sad. We've got the transcripts now. He didn't do anything wrong. The guy deserves a medal. And I guess in the end he'll get his medal because, you know, he's going to be cleared. And all the charges are going to be dropped. And his name will be resurrected, and he'll probably spend the rest of his life with a $10 million book deal and $100,000 speeches all day long. Because he's a great American hero and a great general, and he deserves all that. He's one of the few guys, I don't like when the politicians get that, but after what he's been through, I think General Mike Flynn deserves all the great things that life and God can give him. I hope he makes $100,000 a speech at corporate events for the rest of his life, and I hope he gets a $10 million book deal, and I hope he finds happiness. Lost his entire life savings defending himself in legal fees. Lives with his children. A four-star general lives with his children because of these terrible people who committed a coup against the Trump administration and a witch hunt. Mueller and his people should all be put in prison. They're the bad guys. General Flynn, thank God it's all been unearthed. You did nothing wrong. It was a witch hunt against you. Wayne Allyn Root, I'll be back again on Monday, and then a week from Monday, my new show starts. So we'll be on 10 to 12 in Las Vegas, and then we're back here nationwide, 6 to 9 p.m. East Coast time. Wayne Allyn Root, have a great weekend.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs
become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.